substitute Senator California Bill of Finance and members in the House. Members of the committee on the Senate side, Senator Banker, Senator Bennett, Senator Ray, on the House side, Representative Gardner, Representative Vasquez, Representative O'Connell.
So I'd like to move my motion that Senator Ray serve as chairman of the Economic Affairs Committee.
Is there any objection? The first order of business, I've taken the privilege of asking Commissioner Williams, please, to come and identify yourself, sir, and give us more or less a sectional analysis of the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 524.
Tom Williams, I'm the Commissioner of Revenue. I'm here to testify on Senate Bill, House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 524.
Commissioner?
Yes.
My little stop here right now, and it's my feeling as a chairman that I'm going to allow any member of the committee to interrupt any witness at any time if they have a valid question pertaining to the information.
I'd like to talk to you briefly about the context where this bill is in, the litigation, and what the states are, describe the ability to form what the options seem to be, and then go through with you how this bill works. Now, this report is a large majority of money that you're collecting under the oil and gas corporate income tax, which is Chapter 21, Title 32. And I'll offer the further that it's Chapter 21. The list the tenth case law was enacted in 1978. The United States Supreme Court has decided two cases. One was Exxon versus Wisconsin, and the other was Mobil Oil Corporation versus Vermont, which made a question about the constitutional validity over the method of separate accounting, which is incorporated in Chapter 21. While we believe we will win the case, the stakes present in the case are very, very high. Using our low case numbers, we find that there will be over $5.1 billion through 1985 versus the time period when we would expect to have the litigation finally adjudicated. In addition to that, would be over $1.3 billion worth of interest at 10%, growth at $1.3 billion. So in a sense, this is a $6.4 billion question. The risks are that if we lose the case, we'll have to refund almost all of our money. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to, from time to time, go up to the charts and flip them over. And this time, I'd like to run your statement. Bring up to the subject, sir. Thank you. This time, I'd like to briefly run through the basic types of options that we have available at this time. Four basic approaches, as you can see there.
President, I'm going to see two questions if I might be correct. You said that you'd have to refund most of that money. What is most, and could you elaborate on why it just makes it so low at
this point? Well, it's conceivable that if the worst came about, we'd have to refund everything. If the court ruled that Chapter 20 applied if 21 was struck down, then we'd have to refund probably 85% of it.
And my final question was, do you think it included the cost of litigation?
No, it does not.
What was the cost of litigation? Do you think it was the actual total which you would expect litigation to be?
Well, compared to the billions of dollars, it would be small.
in absolute terms, it would run $700, I would expect.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you. We have a basic option for the adult type of action that can be taken at this time. First is the backstop tax. The basic idea of the backstop tax would be to have some other tax that does not have the question whether it can get any part of what it will be on the basis decided by the Supreme Court. Which tax will instead of be a tax that has security to be possible in general, which is much, much stricter than the legal challenge. The second option would be the strong practice. Legislative people that live in all the possibilities to settle the feelings, walk the data from it. And according to what we've put on, security will be getting further, not only the revenues that the company could have given, but it will provide security that the revenues that they will continue to be given in the future.
Inconsistencies, the law, others would
eliminate certain issues that are really political issues in the case, and it's better just to clean them up and have the case go on the subject matters, which is, can you have separate accounting or can you?
You said that regardless of what our chances are in court, whether they're good or bad, it's still a risk. That if we lose, if it's 80-20 and we lose, we still have to pay back to get one shot to get, you still have to return the $6 billion.
That's correct.
Well, you put in the back of that house, I think. That kind of doesn't start right now. If the backstop patch is in place, are you absolutely sure that that statement is still true, that you have 100% chance, you know, that there'll be a free file against the backstop? Are you satisfied that you'll have 100% chance of winning that? All of your number three still be necessary to protect the integrity of the state by having submitted an escrow in case we lose that? Are you going to take that 20% chance that we not win?
I don't think any lawsuit is 100% in any party's favor. So even with a backstop tax, there would be some risk. The basic risk is it's a 30% share that Alaska's taking, too much under the federal constitution. That risk would remain regardless of what tax structure you had. If you had a lawsuit, that risk would be present. The backstop tax, though, I think, does eliminate additional risk that has been introduced in the income tax area as a result of Exxon and Mobil cases. So to that extent, it cuts down significantly, at least in half, I would say, our chances of losing and having to make this massive refund. But there still would be the outside chance.
Well, I'd like to point to that. I think, Commissioner, I wanted to make you get your opinion on if the backstop goes in, it may lessen our losses defending that in the first place. But I guess the question is, even with the backstop, now we have two losses. Sort of one most likely, and I think I can reasonably predict that probably will happen. But now we have two options. One probably makes it more comfortable with the first, the second one. But from a purely fiscal point of view, looking after the state trade, are you so sure, and are the odds so good, and would be normally in a fiscal close to things, put the state in a position where we would continue to spend the money, even though that really 5%, 10%, 20% chance of losing for that state. I guess going back to my question, when we are at risk with number three, you still see a need to put some additional escrow, or are you satisfied the state would be in a sound fiscal position to continue on without any backup?
Well, the backstop tax is like having a pair of suspenders instead of only one suspender. If you wanted to escrow as well as have a pair of suspenders, that would be wearing suspenders in a belt. You could do it. I don't know that I would recommend that it's necessary to put the belt on when you have a pair of suspenders. Commissioner, perhaps if we're facing a loss of 6.4, maybe we should increase the tax and put that money in the escrow to accommodate a 6.4 loss in case we did lose it. So that's a possibility. In effect, as we'll see, that's in effect what the backstop tax does. Except that it doesn't make the companies cough up the money twice on a current basis.
One of the three that might be able to get out of it, maybe figure out something that might be normally and they'll come back again.
Maybe so. The fourth option is to do nothing. If there's an option, then an action is itself a choice. However, you can see I've put an X there in the chart. That is the range. Clearly, absolutely unacceptable option for us to take. That's the worst thing we can do ever. That's sort of the crap changes. Over $6 billion of the public money and rolling the dice. And I don't
think that we can responsibly do that. Certainly, we are absolutely opposed to a corporate inaction at this time. I think that the other three are options that are viable. Doing nothing is the one option that we cannot take. Turning then to the basic idea of the present legislation, this one question is,
when you say the settlement we're referring to is the settlement of Illinois, because it's based not on the world of trade in America. So if you work with the settlement of the Illinois, and the particular area of the League of Western Violet cases, right?
So now to the basic concept of the settlement, first of all, I have to flip the chart.
But if the mortgage credit 1.5 million, it's going to be And deducting for state reserve tax and taking them out of the expense, charged against area now, that the reserve tax amount from which we are $14,000. So the new income tax that we pay under chapter 21 is $787 million. The combined revenue, 77 million, has $5 million right up to the reserve tax provision.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
the victim of the criminal tax case is still going to be appealable. The sentence is still going to be 15, and the sentence is still going to be 3. The sentence is still going to be 3. The sentence is still going to be 6. The sentence is still going to be 6. That's not the case. We don't have a lot of elections that may be rejected. But we don't have to use this that may be rejected. The effort is clearly to get to a lot of speed and license instead of the community data. And then, for the latter, the military team that the presumption divided in the collection, but if they help it to be divided, they get to that citizen that they get to ask for the government. The rest laid out, the past period, the included in the system, the past period, the system, the rest of 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 the system. Thank you.
Thank you.